A closely watched trial between Sarah Palin and the New York Times was postponed on Monday after Palin tested positive for COVID-19. That hasn't stopped the former vice presidential candidate from eating out at multiple Manhattan restaurants this week and earning some pretty negative media attention along the way. Joining us now to break it all down is WNYC and Gothamist reporter Jake Offenhartz. Jake, first off, what is Palin doing in New York City? She's here for the trial, right?
That's right. She's here for a defamation trial against the New York Times. That stems from a 2017 editorial that mistakenly linked her rhetoric to a mass shooting in Arizona. At the time, the Times issued a correction, which normally would shield the paper from liability under the First Amendment. Palin is challenging that standard, and that in itself is going to be a fascinating case to watch, as these cases don't typically go to trial, and depending on the outcome, could have serious consequences for the press, which enjoys pretty rigorous protections in this country.
That's not the only reason why she's in the news this week, is that right?
That's right. The most recent controversy began over the weekend when Palin was seen eating indoors at Elio's, the famed Italian restaurant on the Upper East Side. City rules require all patrons to show proof of vaccination to dine indoors, but Palin has boasted repeatedly about not being vaccinated.
It'll be over my dead body that I'll have to get a shot. I will not do it.
The manager at Elio's acknowledged her vaccine wasn't checked and apologized for the mistake. Then on Monday, a federal judge announced that the defamation trial would be postponed because Palin had tested positive for COVID. But the very next evening, she was seen sitting outdoors at Campagnola, another Upper East Side Italian joint. The manager there told me that she hadn't been indoors and basically there wasn't that much they could do.
But then you spotted her in person, right?
Yeah. So all that brings us to Wednesday. And Palin again was spotted at Elio's, the Italian restaurant that had previously apologized for seating her. She ate outside under a heat lamp with about half a dozen people, including retired hockey player Ron Duguay. When I tried to talk to her, she was not interested in discussing her COVID status. She did say that she loves New York City.
Even if you're outside, going to restaurants while you are COVID positive seems like a violation of health protocols, right?
Yeah, it is. Under CDC guidelines and local health protocols, anyone who tests positive is supposed to isolate for at least 5 days. You're supposed to wear a mask around others for at least 10 days. Palin was not wearing a mask, and obviously she wasn't isolating. But local health authorities told us there's not really any way to enforce that. They're not penalizing people who don't isolate when they're supposed to. And the city's also not going to go after Elio's because they say a city inspector has to witness the infraction, despite there being photographic evidence of Palin eating indoors over the weekend. Luca Guaitolini, the manager at Elio's, told us that the restaurant was trying to put the incident behind them.
We all got taken by surprise and we reacted, and what's done is done, you know. What happened on Saturday, we made our statement about that, and we're doing everything to make sure that never happens again. And with regards to last night, we weren't in violation of any of the edicts or mandates, so.
Now, Jonah Allen, a spokesperson for Mayor Eric Adams, did tell us that anyone who came into contact with Palin over the last few days should be tested.
Okay, well, how are New Yorkers reacting to all of this?
People are predictably angry. We were tipped off about the Tuesday night outing by some local residents who said they were frustrated to see her out with the positive diagnosis. Many said she was putting the wait staff in danger, along with her driver and any other New Yorkers whose path she crossed. One person I spoke to was Amanda Wolf, a 28-year-old Upper East Side resident who stumbled on Palin sitting outside Campagnola on Tuesday night.
There's such a lack of care for people around you and like the people in New York City.
We've reached out to Palin's team for comment about these incidents, and obviously we'll be keeping an eye on whether she continues dining out this week.
Okay, so you are on the restaurant beat now. That's the deal.
That's the deal.
Okay, WNYC Gothamist reporter Jake Offenhartz, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, David.